Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 10 Dozen Minutes of Adorable Baby Clothes with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I'm Mr. Skullhead, and we got Jake on the line.
Yeah, I forgot to bring my adorable baby clothes, though.
That's a shame. Did you bring your adorable baby, at least?
No. Do they make clothes that can only be worn by adorable babies?
Apparently not.
Or they're just ugly clothes, and only an especially adorable baby can get away with it after Labor Day.
I don't know if there are any fashion rules for babies. I should probably look those things up, lest we be looked down upon.
How far out is the actual spawning? I can never remember. January?
Yeah, January. The spawning, I believe, was in May.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, the birth is around January 20th. It's the projected due date. So we had a baby shower this weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And it was attended by maybe 30 people.
That's cool.
Which did not include you. You bastard. But
I had stuff to do, Mr. Skullhead. I'm busy.
Yeah. We got some cute baby clothes, indeed. And Jess's mother bought us a blanket that was such an overpriced blanket that we were able to trade it for a diaper bag. So it was like a $60 blanket, I believe.
Huh.
Which made much more sense as a diaper bag. I still don't understand why diaper bags cost so damn much, but...
Is it because they're made out of some like, feces-repellent material?
No, I mean, as far as I can tell, it's just a laptop bag with a different pocket configuration.
Yeah. It seems like you could make one of those out of something you could get basically for free at a thrift store.
Right. Or keep getting the
nice grocery bags from like Trader Joe's, the ones with the handle. Yeah. Because that always, like, it always warms my heart to see somebody walking around with a baby and just like a bunch of like trash bags full of their stuff.
Yeah, you know, that would be excellent.
It's classy.
Yes.
You could make one of those baby harnesses out of duct tape.
We actually did get a wonderful baby Wrangler harness thing, pouch, I don't know, human marsupial interface from Slania.
Never mind, that didn't make any sense. I was going to ask if it had some sort of attachment that would poke a hole in your shirt so that you could breastfeed the child. I'm assuming you're going to be the one breastfeeding the child, right?
Well, that's an assumption that many people are making. I don't know if I'm up to the task of waxing my nipples, though. And, you know, developing my glands to the point where I'm going to express milk from them.
I don't know which one of those things sounds grosser to me.
Right. I'm going to go for both. But, no, it's a cute thing. It's got little multicolored skulls and crossbones all over it. It seems like this was the right time for me to have a baby, because apparently the hot new demographic are people who like skulls on their baby stuff.
I see.
Because there's just a ridiculous amount of skull-bedecked baby stuff. I'm trying to dial it back so we don't end up with an entirely themed child, you know?
Well, you know, like a bassinet where you put the child in the mouth of a giant grinning skull with, like, ram's horns on it? That is a piece of furniture I could get behind.
We were looking into that, but I couldn't find any that had the pentagram already carved in the forehead, and I didn't trust myself to be able to do it right.
Yeah, because if you get it wrong, it summons all kinds of the wrong kinds of demons, you know, and you might end up...
Last time I put a Star of David by mistake, and I just ended up summoning Jewish people, which a newborn baby is going to summon Jewish people anyway, because they're just going to come like, ah, your baby is adorable. Is it circumcised? And you're like, yes, it's circumcised.
I guess if the goal is to corrupt your baby's blood in exactly the right way, a Jew wouldn't really be able to do that until your baby was old enough to breed with him.
Oh!
See, I was going to make a joke. The thing is, I was going to make a joke about summoning demons to corrupt your baby's blood, and then you said something about Jews, and I was like, hey, I could make a funny Aryan joke here. Because nothing funnier than those.
No, nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I've done anything interesting. I certainly didn't have a baby shower. And you know, thank the denizens of the giant ram horn skull for that. my wife has not managed to get accidentally knocked up yet. I know that that isn't what happened to you. I don't mean to imply that. I know that you knew that you were ready and you decided to have a child. But yeah.
I don't know.
We had another trebuchet party on Saturday.
You're in with the trebuchet like Mormons are with the scrapbooks, it seems like.
No, okay, we've had, I have spent exactly 2 Saturday afternoons with the trebuchet so far. We made some structural refinements to it and added what we thought was going to be significantly more weight, but as it turned out, it wasn't actually that much more weight. So we definitely got more distance than the last time. It is definitely now throwing rocks and or oranges and larger rocks significantly further than we can throw them ourselves. So we now officially have mechanical advantage. But it was some fun. We made a few extra experimental slings, tried different sling designs, and we started refining the sort of ratio between the length of the string, the angle of the peg on the end, and the weight of the projectile. The cops got involved this time. That was a highlight over the first time.
Were you slinging rocks at other people's houses or
their cars? No. No, we weren't doing either of those things. We went out to the same place that we had initially set it up, which is out on a sort of like a condemned road. I can't imagine why, you know, municipal officials would be upset about that. So it was sort of eerie. We were descended upon by a reservation cop who just did not say a word the entire time. He would just shake his head and occasionally cry a single tear. Because we were throwing like empty aluminum cans off to the side of the road, and then a city cop who was just like, I don't know, one of the guys in the trebuchet group is like a postdoc at ASU, so he was talking about how, you know, he was a faculty at the physics department at ASU, which wasn't quite a lie, and that, you know, we were involved in some sort of online competition or something, you know, just to lend us a certain air of legitimacy. He looks like a professorly type too, so but it didn't work. The cop was just like, no, you know, this road is closed. You had to drive past 3 sets of barricades to get here, which we did, you know.
So their complaint was not anything really to do with the trebuchet, but more with just the road
just
being closed.
Oh yeah, you just couldn't be there. Yeah, he was like, you know, the fact that we now know that you are here. If you don't leave and anything happens to you, the liability is all on them. So then we just went to like a city park that was unoccupied and did that. We cleaned up after ourselves, you know, didn't we?
Like a wide open space can't really be at a premium out there, you know.
Wide open space that's like easily accessible by car of unambiguous access, you know, appropriately. Like there are plenty of like fields, but I don't know who owns those fields. And the kind of guy that owns like, you know, grandfathered in ranch property around my house is probably also the kind of guy that owns a grandfathered in shotgun.
Right.
So yeah, you know. We did, however, find on the way back from the place that we found an even better place, which is a housing development that has a road but no houses in it yet. And a massive pile of rocks, exactly the size of the rocks that we're throwing out of the trebuchet.
So what you're saying is next weekend you're going to have more encounters with the police.
I don't know.
I think we found this great construction site, and there are all these cinder blocks that are just ready to be thrown.
Yeah. I don't think the thing would throw a cinder block just yet. We need more weight.
We need more power.
Yeah.
I need more home improvement references. Talk about timely.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, I always hated that. I liked the show, and I liked Tim Allen's character more than the other characters, but I hated that grunting like an ape bullshit.
I was always more partial to the dude with the beard.
Yeah.
No, he was, you know, he was Tim Allen and his wife.
yeah. Oh boy. Yeah, there were some parties this weekend that I didn't go to. I was feeling kind of antisocial, and I worked both Saturday and Sunday making sure that all this Halloween stuff was ready to go out. Not like grueling long days, but more like, oh, fuck, I forgot to do 3 hours worth of stuff, so I went in on Saturday, and then, oh, fuck, I forgot to do the last hour's worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I only introduced one infinite meat bug. So, all in all, this was a pretty successful one-time event.
Infinite meat bug? How did you manage that?
I had screwed it up, and I had made it so... All right, so like you have the hat on, and it gives you the extra little, you know, sort of pseudo costume, the way that all of our like Comic Con masks do.
Yeah.
And going trick or treating with that on gave you the like, you know, little consumable thing, and then took away the item.
Mm-hmm.
But the code that removes items on you didn't take familiar equipment into account. So if somebody went into it with the hat rack on, it would let them get the thing and then not delete the thing. And I'd also forgotten to make it take a turn. So basically you could just click, 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 and as many times as you clicked, you got a free one, and it was an infinite meat bug only because it had an auto sell value. So it was an infinite meat bug insofar as like you click and get 50 meat. So, and we caught it very quickly, so it didn't actually generate a significant amount of meat. There were a handful of people that used it a little bit and reported it, and there was one guy who should watch himself.
Yeah. So you're talking about an infinite patience bug, really?
Yeah. It definitely was not the Black Sunday kind of thing where it was trivial for anyone to just immediately get an arbitrary amount of meat. So, you know, could have been worse. Still, could have been not there at all. So I'm not entirely proud of myself.
Now, by the way, before people send in, I've seen at least one bug report about this, but the pictures that you see of the monsters are, they're kind of an artist's rendition of the monster, not an actual picture of the monster himself, in the same way that the map is kind of an artist's rendering of the environment.
The only one that I drew without reading was the Gila monster, and then I edited it to make it make sense, because there was no way I was going to be able to draw a Gila monster with two heads the way that I had.
Oh, it still has two head attack messages.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because most of its attack messages are about deciding which head to hit you with.
Oh, awesome. You know, and the rattlesnake, they could be a stinger. the rattle on it.
Oh, the rattlesnake, I was trying to throw a bone to the people who wanted the Tim Burton sandworm in the game. So I was writing about it having two sets of jaws inside of each other.
Oh, not two heads. Well, Christ.
But, you know.
Anyway, it won't last too long.
That's all right. I keep giving you these ridiculous things to draw.
I keep totally ignoring the things that you write and drawing whatever the fuck I want.
It's not like I'm going to be going around drawing a two-headed Gila monster. Plus,
hey,
the giant
wrong with
Gila monster
fire ants. That was a swarm of two, but nevertheless.
The fire ants were pretty awesome. I like that picture a lot.
The cactus.
The cactus, actually, yes, the cactus was quite...
I wonder if other people are going to have the problem that Hot Stuff had where he interpreted the big eye as like a sucker on it.
Huh.
As opposed to an eye. I probably could have made it bloodshot, or... I tried to make an eye that had like... eyelashes that also could have been cactus needles, but there was no way to get that across.
Yeah.
So it just made it look a lot cuter than it does, and I figured.
No, I think that looks great. I think that's toyetic. It's marketable.
A little bit of bonus information for those of you listening to the radio show. This stuff will continue to be happening as it is now until rollover on Friday. Since it was game trick or treat on Monday and then Halloween on Friday, we decided to do a little 5-day trick or treateronymous event. Hold on. I need to say something to somebody in dev. You want to take a question?
Sure. I'll take your question. Actually. My window that had the questions in it now has monsters in it. Subbot says, if part of the narrative ever involves a play taking place in the kingdom or something, please call it a meat car named Desire. We'll take note of that.
A meat car?
Yeah, rather than a streetcar named Desire.
Oh, a play taking place.
Yeah.
I thought that she said a plague taking place, and I'm like, I don't get it.
Yeah, that makes less sense.
Fred Levi says, why is the adventure image for getting the ancient bomb the ancient bomb? Shouldn't it be the ancient bomb vending machine? Yeah, yeah. You complain about no picture, and then you complain about the picture. I can't win by half-assing things.
And Akiju says the pick is missing the other tail, too. I think I'm going to go with the explanation that the Gila monster, you're seeing it from the top down, and the other tail and the other head are underneath the existing tail and head.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right.
So if you want to see the other head and the other tail, you just got to look at it from the side.
Yep. Yeah. As soon as we finish our conversion of all of the artwork in the game to VRML, you'll be able to do so. Every fight, you'll have to wait like 15 minutes for a VRML interpreter written in Java to load in the top of the document. It'll be great. It'll be like the future.
You could do that. It seems like you could do decently small files. That would
yeah, I don't know. The only time I ever used VRML, it took so long to load the actual like interpreter for it, to load the client that actually lets you move around, that it didn't really... I mean, the VRML files themselves were incredibly small, but...
I had that same experience, but it was in, like, 1997.
Yeah, that... Me too.
On
dial. I don't think anybody tried to do anything with VRML. I was going to say I don't think anybody tried to do anything serious with VRML after that, but I don't think anybody was trying to do anything serious with it even then.
Yeah. There's always the walkthroughs of apartments. That's the only place I've ever seen that used as a... like that being able to pan around a picture thing.
I saw some like proof of concept of some kind of new panoramic photograph thing that basically makes it so you can move around a space. I want to say that there were a bunch of pictures taken by a thing that was moving around the space.
Huh.
But it was like the deal with it was that it was like pretty fast to move around. Like it wasn't like you just had to load picture after picture. I don't know how it worked exactly. Apocalypse Throb says, above the button to call McRipoff and Sons Plumbing to reopen the sewers, can you put the current amount of clan stash meat? That is a good idea. I don't... When I'm thinking about the clan stash stuff, I'm always like, oh yeah, you can just look on your character pane and see how much meat you have, but, like, no, you can't. I will make a note of that. Do we still have Son of Radio to do? Yes, we do. I think that I have not yet taken my typical day to go through and fix all those little bug reports that I mark.
You know how I don't know... You know what I don't know how it happened? Is the article for the rattlesnake becoming a 1 instead of an A.
Mm. That was me. Because you would put them all in as capital A's, and so they were showing up as capital A's. You're fighting A! Rattlesnake.
Yeah.
So I fixed them by going through and making them all ones.
And then I was like, the A and the 1 here really close together.
I was like, what the fuck? Why did I do that? And then I went back through fixing them, but I didn't go back far enough. So, and then I one of them I accidentally put in a 1, and then I went to fix it and typed A1, and then I'm like, god damn it. So I went to fix it again, and somehow typed A3. You know, it was because I was using the, sometimes I'll use the enter key on the far right side of the keyboard, if I'm, like, just hopping my hand off the mouse for a second, to hit enter, and so I will sometimes hit 3 and enter at the same time, or, like, dot enter.
Yeah.
Personal Robot Jesus says, KOL could use more Zod references, including kneeling. I'd be surprised if there wasn't at least one nod to kneel before Zod, or Zod to kneel before Nod. What was going on in the land of Nod?
I think Winkin' and Blinkin' and Nod. I don't know. Didn't Cain dwell in the land of Nod?
Maybe he did.
Yeah.
With his wife, who, where the fuck did she come from?
Well, not only that, but, Lord, if I go out into the world, all of the other people are going to want to kill me. And the Lord did say, what other people? I mean, yeah, you're right.
uh...
So let's see, we've hit Jews, Native Americans, and Christians.
Yeah, I was kind of mean to Mormons in the forums the other day.
Yeah, Jesus.
Sorry.
I read that and was like, well, I guess we know who the religion liaison's going to be.
Yeah, it was...
But then the dude responded by saying, my religion doesn't believe any of those things. And I was like, and that's just, you don't know anything about your religion, because yes, you do. They just haven't told you yet.
Because
that was a pretty accurate, you know, as incendiary as that was, and as...
I don't believe that I made anything up in that entire thing.
No, that's
thing.
A pretty accurate summation.
Granted, you know, you could make the same kind of list about any Christians, you know, like Catholics especially. You know, they somehow have an infinite amount of 2,000-year-old blood that they drink every Sunday or whatever, you know. Like,
yeah, described in the right terms, it can all sound ridiculous.
And like I said, I've every Mormon that I've ever known has been just a really stand-up person and really nice and, you know, not at all crazy. But reading about it, you know, I kind of lump LDS in with Scientology, you know,
and
or like Wicca, you know,
Wicca
religions just made up in the last couple hundred years.
Well, yeah, fair enough.
And, you know, all it takes is a couple thousand more years, and it'll be legitimized to the point where I will have some respect for it as an institution, I guess. I don't know.
But in a couple thousand years.
Yeah, that's true. Sean Clannery says, are you ever going to get around to making powders and nuggets transmutable like wads? Speaking of transubstantiation, no, I don't think so. There's no reason that I couldn't just make cooking recipes for those same cycles, but I'm not going to. The powders and nuggets are too insubstantial to survive the sauce crafty process. NC Sorcerer says, you probably didn't do this intentionally, but with Hobopolis, you made the wild hair very optimal. What about now giving us some way to tell how many adventures so far the hair will give? I forget what the hair does.
It winds its watch back and gives you an extra adventure.
But then it saves up a bunch and gives them to you at the end of at rollover, right?
Mm.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I guess it could be that we wrote the hair and, you know, balanced it to whatever extent we balanced it based on the maximum number of adventures you could be expected to get in a day, which is now significantly higher. Let's see, hair. So, it's, you know, it seems to be giving you one adventure for every 15 times the hair winds its watch. And I don't know how often the hair winds its watch. Let's see. Hair winds. Boromir winds his war horn. I played this text adventure when I was a kid. Huh. Yeah, I guess it's one turn for every 15 turns you spend with the, or for every 12 turns you spend with it if it's got a dormouse. Huh, that's pretty crazy. But, you know, being super optimal for Hobopolis is fine. Like, glad we are creating new uses for old familiars that nobody would ever dream of using in an Ascension context.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Where was it? Disco Daryl says, I know this is old news, but I noticed that Riff won that Yeti naming contest. Since he works for you, Jick, I'd say that contest was rigged. Well, but Riff didn't work for us then.
Mm-hmm.
That was before we hired him. So he was... I think we were in the process of hiring him. Like,
yeah, which is why it was funny that he won, because yeah, the process was totally blind.
Yeah, the process, we all picked... We picked. Actually, it was just me and you, right?
Yeah, that was just the two of us.
Like, we both picked our favorite 10 pairs of names, and then ranked those in order, and then we chose the winner based on which ones we collectively scored the highest, and it just so happened that Riff won. That was a good story, though.
Yeah.
GigaShadow555 says, Spooky Hockey Mask needs buff badly. And no, this has nothing to do with the fact that I just got one. Well, see, if you hadn't said that, I might have actually considered your request, but now that I know, it's all selfishness. LOTE says, hey, could we get limits on all buffs to cut down on buff bots and make buffs more meaningful? The cap could be large to allow for a normal amount of buffing. I can't say that I don't think the game might be a little more interesting if we hadn't done that to begin with, but that would be such a punch in the dick to so many people right now that that I don't really think it's that great of an idea. Darcel says, slight bug I noticed. When completing the Friar's Ritual, the zone displays on the bottom of the screen even though it can't be accessed anymore. Okay, that should be pretty easy to fix. Bugs like that that only show up during one particular page load of an entire ascension sometimes last for years and years without anybody noticing them to report them.
Did you see the thing about the fellow who can't get the chat to work? Keeps getting errors in the chat while using Firefox?
I don't know. Was it in the like bug report list thing?
It's still in the triage list, yeah.
Huh. It's always so weird when one person has some weird problem with something that just is like working for everybody else, you know? Like, I can't imagine what would be doing that. Some kind of ad blocker, maybe, or some weird proxy, or... This is weird that it works with... And he said it works in Internet Explorer, but then he can't use any of his Grease Monkey scripts. Mm-hmm. So he has to actually play the game that we made, rather than some crazy version of it that's not even recognizable. Is that guy still... remember the guy that was doing the colored familiar graphics? I wonder if that thing is still being kept up.
I don't know. That was just a Grease Monkey script, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. But it was a Grease Monkey script that required this guy to make some more art every time we added a familiar, and I don't know if that guy's still playing or doing that. Madison14 say, John Hodgman was on The Daily Show on Tuesday night. He was very hilarious, but sadly very hoboless. Visit thedailyshow.com to see it. And Madison14 must be working for The Daily Show's PR department now.
Look, you don't have to tell us to watch The Daily Show.
What's that?
You don't have to tell us to watch The Daily Show.
I haven't watched it in like a year, though. I quit recording it for whatever reason. I used to record it and then watch it while I was eating lunch, but that was when I lived like 3 minutes from the office, so I went home to eat lunch every day. I just never do that anymore.
I've been catching them occasionally just with the election stuff. It's nice to have somebody else make fun of Sarah Palin, you know?
Yeah, because you don't see much of that.
I just can't get enough of it. Every time I see her doing something dumb, I just think, somebody please make fun of her, because I can't believe she's talking about the nightmare socialist state that will happen when we elect Barack Obama.
You know, I have this fear that the reason that they had him pick such a joke of a vice president is that they've somehow just... They've got plans right before the election to just declare martial law and convert the U.S. to just an empire.
Huh.
Of some sort. You know, like... Because, I would think, okay, we can't possibly win this election because we've fucked the country up so bad. Just fuck it. You know, that is one reason why the Republican Party could get behind that kind of thing. Bah! But, I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous that the jackbooted thugs are going to emerge the day before the election and just start killing anybody that tries to vote.
And keep in mind, though, that, and surprisingly, though, there are plenty of Republicans who don't think Sarah Palin is a fucking joke. Which is amazing to me, but, like, arguing with my old high school buddy on Facebook has been an eye-opening experience, where I said, you know, surely you can't be serious about the whole voting for John McCain thing, and he's like, well, Barack Obama has these terrorist friends and these socialist tendencies, and I was like, okay, so there really are people who are buying this stuff, but surely you have to concede that Sarah Palin is a fucking joke. And he said, well, I think Barack Obama is a fucking joke, and Sarah Palin is... You know, she's a maverick, and she's a reformer, and she helped, you know, she said no to the Bridge to Nowhere, and she put her jet on eBay, and, Just, there are people who believe every single thing that comes out of the Republican spin machine without bothering to check it out. And those people think she's amazing.
Yeah, you know, I guess I forget something. Because when I think of Republicans, I think of, you know, the sort of blue blood, rich old men. But they don't control things by voting, right? Mm-hmm. They trick all the good old boys into, the good old boys into, like, poor because of Republicans.
Right.
Like, middle America kind of thing, which, I mean, I don't know. The fact that my grandpa, who I, you know, he's of a generation and lived in just a, in a, it just so white place his entire life that I don't think that my grandpa is a racist, but I doubt if he's like a big fan of black people, you know? Like, he has just been an Obama supporter the entire time.
Yeah.
And that's weird to me, because I know, I could pretty much guarantee that he voted for George Bush.
Now, there have been...
And it's, you know...
Yeah. Did you hear the guy on NPR where they were interviewing random people in Virginia? And a guy said, you know, I never thought that I would vote for a nigger, but I'm voting for Barack Obama.
Huh.
Like, yeah, it takes all kinds. When you do see... Yeah. Like, giant rebel flags in the background and dudes in the front, in the foreground with Obama shirts on. But no, there still is that group of people who are just... Well, first there are the people who have been convinced that the Republican Party is the only moral Christian party. So, like, even my mother, who is voting for Obama, feels guilty for doing so because she's a Christian.
Right.
And thinks that she should be voting Republican. And there are plenty of those, and then there are the people who just... believe unquestioningly anything that comes out of the machine, man. I mean, I know that the Democrats talk bullshit too, but I actually check things out, you know? We have the internet. It's not that hard.
Right. Yeah. I mean, the same internet that tells us that vaccinating our children is going to make them autistic. You're not going to get your child vaccinated, are you, Mr. Skullhead?
Hell no. I don't want no autistic kids.
I know. Your kid would be so much better off with polio and rubella than autism.
Yeah, he may not be able to walk, but by God, he doesn't know how many matchsticks are on the floor.
Yeah. Was that with you when we were at... I don't remember who... I went to Denny's with somebody recently, and I knocked over a thing of toothpicks, and some of them fell on the floor, and I just looked down and said, three... Definitely three. And I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
I guess you had to be there. You apparently weren't.
No, that...
Who would I have gone to Denny's with? I only go to Denny's with you.
That must have been years ago.
Noah Nam says, could you put the /idle off command into the documentation or that tips nonsense you were talking about? No, I specifically want that to be an undocumented command so that only people who happen to be listening to the radio right now will know about it, or who are really paying attention or really digging for it. Because everyone would do it because it seems like a good idea, but it is not a good idea. It's not a good idea to let everyone just leave the chat running indefinitely. That's
right.
Some nonsense. The timeout is there for a reason. It is there because it saves us bandwidth and saves you guys from, you know, crazy memory leaks in Firefox and probably in my crappy JavaScript code. Internet Explorer especially would get to, if you left the chat on without it timing out for, like, overnight, it would just be, like, unusably sluggish because of the amount of memory that it was using. It was nuts, man.
Yeah.
Durdrum says, we had the briny deeps, then we got brinier deepers. If this pattern holds, we're about a week away from the briny deeps with a vengeance. Well, it wasn't dire harder.
Right.
Like that Led Zeppelin song. Blood Donor says, weird, because it's donor like the donor kebab rather than like... one who donates. Hey, Jack and Company, just got the drop in the new Underwater Zone. Fishy chef stuff, please. One of these days, it's definitely on deck.
That was the idea.
Huh?
That was the idea, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, Gorblax is back.
Oh, sweet.
Guess what he wants.
Terrible says, could we please get a bird item section of our inventory for things for aphrodisiacs for a naked Jew? That's one of those things that would probably get its own section if I ever get around to having CDM do the customized, not exactly customized, but optional inventory redivisions, which should probably happen because it's, I understand what a pain in the ass it is to use your inventory nowadays. Gerdrum says, my hope is that we'll find fish riding bicycles there. If you could breathe underwater, where would you go? If you had friends underwater, who would you know? What is that from a song or something?
I would hope so. Otherwise, Gerdrum is just writing a song while we watch.
Shinatenshi says, why are the sauces that make high mains part of the cooking discoveries and high mains themselves aren't? Because the wok is not currently integrated into the whole cooking process. I think that we figured out a way, especially given the new flexibility of the crafting system that C.D. Moyar wrote, to make it so stuff that you use the wok for is done, or at least can be done, through the normal cooking process. And I do intend to do that. I'm not going to say when it's going to happen. TeamSpeak says, energy drink IV, so what happened to 1, 2, and 3? It would have been funnier if you had had I, and I.
And also if that joke wasn't in the description of the energy drink IV.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it says this isn't the fourth in a series of energy drinks.
I see. Shut up, TeamSpeak, that's why.
Well, actually, no, that wasn't a particularly nice try. Sorry.
So we were at the pub quiz the other night, and there was a question, how is a 4 written in Roman numerals on a watch? And the answer was I.
Frequently it is, and yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know that I've ever seen a watch or a clock that had it like that. That seems like a really weird decision. Have you ever heard a rationale for it?
The only reason that I know that it's like that is I've read a rationale for it before I was even aware that it existed.
I see.
But I don't remember what it said. So, that doesn't help.
Show the Bandit says, so are you guys doing, like, Wednesday updates now instead of Tuesday updates? Now, the sort of undercurrent of goal in my head is to have a content drop at least once a week. And, you know, sometimes we're on the ball and get it done by Wednesday. Sometimes we don't have anything until Friday afternoon. Sometimes we don't have anything at all. You know, sometimes we do something on Monday and then later on Wednesday. And it's, Let's see. Legamorpho says, check this out. The funniest river ever. They should have sent a poet. And apparently it's because a river got filled up with salad. They should have sent a poet. Occasional JD says, great, another stick figure comic generator. Why do I even bother drawing? Ha ha.
That was so weird looking at that, the video that the PvP dude made at our booth.
Yeah. They're
like, hey, we're an online game. Ah, another webcomic. No, actually, we're a game. So, how's your webcomic doing? Actually, we're a game. Scott Kurt Smash.
Yeah,
We really should have had Laura. It's a shame that Laura Schoberg wasn't over at that point, because I think Laura Schoberg could have taken him.
Yeah.
And Schoberg does know that we're a game. It would have been an epic battle, but I think Laura would have taken him.
Shima says, did you guys use a random word generator for the comics, or did you spend 5 hours playing Mad Libs? Couldn't it be both?
There's a ridiculously complicated programming language for those comics. They asked me to help write them, and I looked at this variable-strewn set of phrases that Riff had come up with, and my brain just ran screaming.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those, like, hey, you know, if you run out of things to do, I'm sure that you could contribute to this, but then, like, I think Riff was just kind of copying and pasting off of the one example that I created, so I know it probably looked a lot more, looked a lot more overwhelming when there were 50 of them than when there was just one.
Right.
Cuddle Hut says, hello, JNS. Been wondering a while now. The Riftlet is supposed to be a weaker potato, yet it seems to block at normal rates. Bad spading, or did it get beefed up, or was it never nerfed? You know, I want to say that there was a change to that that I didn't think anybody would care about. But, no? Is the Riftlet familiar 60 or familiar 81? Let's check, shall we? Yeah. Familiar 60 is Origami Towel Crane? No. Elvibrato Mega Drone, huh. Maybe there was supposed to be, huh. Maybe there used to be code in there for that, and, no, there just wasn't anymore. Yeah, apparently it's no longer a weaker potato, it's just a normal potato. So, I guess it got beefed up. I don't know if it was on purpose or not. I mean, there was definitely code in here for making weaker versions of potatoes, and I don't know if I just screwed up and forgot one, or if there was one that... 60 and 81 are definitely both in the list. You have to have the, the Elvibrato drone set up as a potato to do it. So, yeah, I don't know. I guess that did change. Boned says, should olfaction really work underwater? I mean, you have scuba gear on. You're smelling its soul. It doesn't use air.
Yeah, it's an essence thing.
Yeah. Turtle Bandit says, currently many people use Dr. Evil's Hobopolis Raid Manage to get a table of loot items. The script loads all loot logs from a clan and then displays a table with who got what items. It's neat, but takes a lot of resources and time to load. Is it possible for you to create something similar on the server side? For our clan, it would save 70-plus log page loads a hobo run. I don't exactly know what that script does, but I kind of doubt if it's going to end up being worth it for us to devote the resources to doing that on our end. The one Grease Monkey script that I saw seemed like it was spoiling content. So we're definitely not going to do that. We're not going to, like, have a thing that, oh, this is a table of every item that drops in Hobopolis and which of your clan members have gotten them and which haven't. Because that is just, that's sort of antithetical to our nature. Tormazin says, is there another crazy riff puzzle in the Bubblegum comics? Maybe.
Yes.
You never know with that riff. He's crazy. Turtle Bandit on that one about the raid thing, depending on what functionality that thing actually has, if it's possible that somebody could suggest something that we would feel was a good idea, but if it's the one that I'm thinking of, then probably not. Beckdog says, I know you guys are hard at work on the Undersea content, but I wanted to know your thoughts on a Mystery Science Theater themed dungeon. Instead of elemental zones, you could have B-movie themed sub-areas where you're mocked at the end of combat. For example, instead of a spooky area, you could have a slasher flick themed area. I don't know about that.
There are, I think Mystery Science Theater is better served by random references strewn throughout.
Yeah. No, and it's not as though the game isn't constantly making smart-ass remarks about the things that you do no matter where you go, you know, so.
Yeah.
Let's see. Right at 42 says, why is the negative 100% item drop on the scuba gear necessary? Couldn't the fish items just have a really low drop rate instead? They do, in addition to the 100% item drop reduction on the scuba gear. The reason that the minus 100% item drop on the scuba gear is there is because you are sort of so ridiculously overpowered for normal play by the time you get up to that point that in order for us to do anything like, you know, kind of rarish item drops, we have to take into account the fact that everybody can basically get 300, 400, 500, or 600% extra item drops. The part of the deal with the underwater content is starting it out with a bunch of restrictions and then giving you things to do down there to eliminate those restrictions. And because it's in the very early stages, all you're seeing now is the restrictions and none of the plans for eliminating them. The scuba gear ultimately will not be the only item or the only effect or the only whatever that allows you to breathe underwater. In fact, I think my favorite idea so far was the starfish that latches onto your face and farts into your mouth to help you breathe.
Yeah, that is something we're missing.
Oh, boy.
Something that farts into your mouth.
Yep.
See, I try to put my sexual fetishes in the game, and you're like, no.
Yeah, that's definitely the truth. Gongs are drugs, Jick. Kids are getting into percussion younger and younger these days. First it's a little cowbell, then gongs, and eventually they're sucking off CEOs for a little glockenspiel. And that went in a direction I wasn't expecting when I started reading it.
I read the whole
technically, I'm technically a CEO.
Do you have a glockenspiel?
Describe these kids. Are they 18-year-old girl kids? Let's see. What is the proper usage for as fuck or as shit when describing something?
It's weird, because it's like stupid as shit, but dumb as fuck.
Yeah. Well, dumb as shit is funny. Dumb as shit sounds a little more redneck-y.
I still want to make my little XKCD-ish chart that shows the relative sizes of the, like, the buttload, assload, shitload, fuckload, butt-ton, ass-ton, shit-ton, fuck-ton, metric fuck-ton.
I don't think I've ever heard anything. Butt-ton.
You haven't hung out with enough people who don't swear.
I see. Okay. Butt-ton. Who would say ass-ton, then?
I've said ass-ton.
Ass-ton?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've said ass-ton Kutcher.
Oh! Right at 42 continues. New Castlevania for the DS, made of win and harms. Harms being the opposite of AIDS. And then he suggests that the reward for eating 20 boxes of Basho cereal should be diabetes. So yeah, me and everyone else I know who's playing Castlevania for the DS, the New Castlevania Order of Ecclesia, has, granted that is a sample size of me and one other person, just completely stuck on the boss that's like the guy with the crazy jackal shadow. Like, it's like, okay, playing the game is pretty hard, but I'm overcoming these challenges, I'm learning the patterns, I'm getting through these fights, and then getting to this one where it's like, even though I spent all kinds of extra time leveling up, this thing is just fucking destroying me in two hits before I can do, you know, a quarter of the damage to it that it's doing to me, and if history is any indication, it probably has 12 times the hit points that I do. I have no fucking idea. Like, it is so hard that I imagine that there has to be a trick. Like, there has to be a way to put out the lights so the guy doesn't have a big shadow anymore, or something, but everything I've tried just doesn't work, and it's like, you can't possibly just have to be good enough to win this fight to get past this point in the game. Like, it made me put the game down for a couple of days. And that's really frustrating, because the game just rules. Or at least it did rule up to this point.
Is there a walkthrough yet?
There probably is, you know, but I've been trying to avoid them, because it's like, I usually like to beat the game on my own and then consult a walkthrough for getting the, like, 100% completion stuff. But so far, and this is the first time I've ever revealed 100% of all the maps, like actually gone searching for all of the hidden rooms instead of looking online to find them all. And it's kind of satisfying. It makes me feel like a badass time waster. I've also been playing a significant amount of Fable 2, which, given how crappy Fable was, I'm surprised that Fable 2 is actually pretty good. I am. I was listening to this podcast, just like this game review podcast. It was actually pretty good. It was like One Up Yours. It's the name of the podcast that some of the One Up guys do. And they were talking about, one of them was talking about how he didn't like Fable 2 because it purports itself to be this, like, vibrant game world. But one of the things that can happen is that you can, like, take somebody home to your house, fuck them in front of your wife, and everybody gets mad at you, but then you can make them all like you again by farting. And that is literally something that you can do. That's how it works. Farting in front of people makes them like you because you're funny.
See.
Little, you know, if Peter Molyneux got to be a little bit more like me, you could, like, rape somebody, and it would be funny.
Why does it always go back to the rape?
Ask your mom. It's because she keeps saying no. Polka Pilfer says, when you go to equip a custom outfit that includes two weapons when you don't have ambidextrous skull smashing, dual-fisted skull smashing, it won't equip any items in that outfit. Also, Chintzy's now having an equip requirement. It makes me sad. Well, sorry, you know. I didn't know that people were using that omission to their benefit, and so it was a thing that needed to be fixed. You know, the argument that, well, it had been fucked up for 2 years, why did you fix it now? Because we hadn't looked at it until now. I didn't realize that was still one of the things that would make the custom outfit not equip at all. There's probably a way to make it equip the rest of the items anyway, because I know CD Moyer changed most of the other similar situations like that, similar situations to that, to work the way you wanted to. Gannett Swift says, with plus percent melee damage slowly becoming more common, any chance of the Steel Clubber Hardcore rewards getting upgraded to plus percent damage? That's actually something that I would consider. Wow. Something else that I would consider is crippling heartburn the last few days.
Huh.
I don't know what the hell. You know, sometimes I'll go months without having any heartburn, and then sometimes I'll go a week where it's just awful every day.
It's probably stress-related.
You think?
Yeah. How's your work environment? Is it stressful?
Yeah, it's been all right so far. I mean, lately. I guess so far.
So far, lately.
Yeah.
Here's some.
Maybe I'm stressed out about the economy.
Yeah. I am slightly stressed out about the economy. It seems like we're doing all right. But it seemed to me like people who don't have $100 to spend on something tend to have $10 to spend on something.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like video games in general are going to be one of those things that are kind of like beer, where they don't necessarily suffer from a bad economy, but a game that you could play for free, you know. I mean, I feel like if there was a bar where you could drink for free and you can give them money,
right,
if you want to, you know, it's like, yeah, that wouldn't, you certainly wouldn't have fewer people drinking.
Yeah, let me know if we ever find that place.
Yeah, no shit.
All right, so I'm looking.
I found one once, but they only had Bud Light.
So I'm looking at the forums at this discussion on whether or not there's going to be a week-long Halloween event, and there are so many things wrong with this quote that I have to share it with you. No offense to the powers that be, but if they can't release holidays on time, what makes you think they would have the time or foresight to see this coming in time to develop a storyline? Plus, Scully is undoubtedly working on Crimbo content right now. I'd rather have him concentrate on that than do a half-assed Halloween content and a half-assed Crimbo. I mean, some would argue that half-assed Crimbo is all I've ever done.
Yeah.
But I find something just patently offensive in the leap of logic. Like, sometimes they forget to roll Sneaky Pete's Day on St. Patrick's Day. That means there's no way they're going to be able to pull together an event that coincides with the calendar like they've done several times in the past. That's annoying.
Yeah, you know, the whole when's the last time they rolled out a holiday on time? You know, most of the time, you asshole. Like, the fact that you know, I occasionally fuck one up, I can acknowledge that. I occasionally fuck one up. It is always my fault. It's always something that I should be anticipating more. You know, and it owes to something as stupid as the fact that my calendar is hanging on the wall behind me in my office instead of where I can see it. So I just don't think about it sometimes, and I don't do whatever it is that needs to be done to make some new or changed content that has to be ready for a holiday ready. And so sometimes they don't fire, right? But it's like, I feel like that's just one of those things that's been jumped on as, like, an obvious example of how we don't know what we're doing. And so the kind of people who are predisposed to talking about that just, you know, and the reason that I don't like it is not because I don't think it's okay for you to say that we don't know what we're doing, because, you know, in a lot of ways we don't know what we're doing, you know, and I, in a lot of ways, sort of willfully don't know what I'm doing, you know? I'm not going to run this company the way that I think other companies are run, because, you know, a lot of that is bullshit. I'm probably missing out on a lot of the good aspects of the way people run other companies, you know? And I'm still learning. But what bothers me about using that as an argument is that it's just wrong. You know, most of the time, holidays are automated and roll out just fine.
And whenever there's
a holiday every goddamn week, you know, so.
And whenever there's something, some interesting coincidence on the calendar, we tend to know about that almost a year in advance and tend to be looking toward doing something about it.
Yeah.
Like, the whole reason that Crembo 2006 was the way it was because of the Halloween Christmas tie-in.
Yeah.
So, screw you, guy.
Alan Q. Smithy says, "Hey, Scully, how about during the break you play that Newsboys song about breakfast in hell?"
I could, but I won't.
Yeah. Apocalypse Throb says, "Sake Bomber plus eggnog equals Nagasaki Bomber."
That was nicely done, I thought.
Yeah, that's not too soon.
No. It's okay to make jokes about the atomic bomb now. I wish that somebody had some kind of rolling calendar where you could see what fell off the back end and it was okay to make fun of.
Well, how long is long enough? Like 50 years? 60 years?
He says, yeah, I don't know. That's why I want the kind of rolling calendar. I figure there's only one survivor left of the Titanic, so it's okay to make fun of the Titanic, surely. The Hindenburg is definitely fair game.
Right.
I feel like it's a little too soon on, let's say, the Twin Towers.
Right. The Civil War is definitely okay.
Yeah, anybody who's going to get offended about Lincoln assassination jokes is probably just going to need to lighten up a little bit.
You know, I heard that Abraham Lincoln actually got hammered in the ass so much that he died of being hammered in the ass.
Hmm. I did hear that, too. But don't start talking any shit about Aaron Burr, or we're going to have to throw down.
You could call us Aaron Burr from the way we're dropping Hamiltons.
Yep.
We're ready to take an Alka-Seltzer break.
Yes.
All right.
That's exactly what we're ready for. See you in 15, folks. We'll be right back.
living tissue, whole flesh, weird science. All plastic dudes and pots and pans, bits and pieces in, bits and pieces in. It's my creation. Is it real? It's my creation. I don't know. No hesitation. No heart of gold. It's passing right. I don't know. It's my creation. It's my creation. Understand my intentions.
Got a rap. I could sell a mill, saying nothing on the track. I represent New York, I got it on my back. Say that we lost it, so I'ma bring it back. I love the dirty, dirty, show me love. The ladies start to bounce as soon as I hit the club. But in the Midwest, they love to take it slow. So when I hit the H, I watch them get it on the floor. And if you need it hypey, I take it to the Bay. Bristol to Sac Town, they do it every day. Compton to Hollywood, as soon as I hit LA, I'm in that low-low, I do what the Cali way. And when I hit the side, people say that I'm fly. They love the way I dress, they like my style. They love how I move crowd from side to side. They ask me how I do it, and simply I reply. This is why I'm hot. I'm hot 'cause I'm fly. You ain't 'cause you not. This is why. which is why I'm hot. Catch me on the block. Every other day, another drop. 16 bars, 24 pop. 44 songs, give me what you got. I'm in your driving car, fresh up off the lot. I'm gonna shut my door down so I can stop. If you need it, I could get it. Tell me what you need, you know I get them by the flock. I call my homie Black, meet me on the Ave. I hit Wash Heights with the money in the bag. Me in the big tennis, and my pimpin' never drag. Find me the different women that you never had. But those who say they know me know I'm focused on my cream. Play, you come between, you better focus on the I keep it so clean, the way you see me lean. And when I say I'm hot, my n***a, this is what I mean. They love the way you're tall, hanging from the neck and compliments to all. Compliments to ear, then comes the gear. So when I hit the room, the shorty stops and tear. Start to hate, rearrange the face. With little do they know, I keep them things by way. Stop, I reply, nobody got the send us a little room, cause I got the
you got the beat, you got the beat.
This is why I'm hot.
Shag on me.
Hot, hot, hot. This is why I'm hot.
I'm hot.
I'm trying to reconnect. Now we're... Okay, we're back on both streams. I have no idea what happened there.
Nope.
I'm hardwired into a cable modem. I have no idea why that would...
We weren't doing anything interesting anyway.
Yeah. We were talking about the mashups that were played during the break. I don't know. I like it. I like that Rickroll track, not because I think it's particularly well crafted, but just because it's a funny idea.
Yeah.
And it's always nice to hear that song. That I had forgotten about She Blinded Me with Weird Science. That popped up on a shuffle the other day. And then that's another one. Just the concept is great.
Play that funky music till you come.
Well, somebody turned around and shouted, "Relax, don't do it." Good stuff. Then, you know, figured those were mashups that you could enjoy.
Guitar Legend 117 says, "Talk about the new basement. There is no new basement. Done."
Well, today I continued with the mudding and taping process in my new basement room.
I did the same thing, but I was making a mud wrestling video starring your mom.
Oh, I see.
Come on, that was pretty funny. Ty Rattlesnake says, "It was my KOL anniversary this week. Instead of chutney sculpture, package contained bobcat. Would not buy again."
Yeah.
We should probably go a little lightning roundy on these questions, because we're constantly have too many questions. The radio show. What happened to us? I think we started fucking around all the time on our radio show.
Yeah.
Candleshire says, "What do you get?" Whoa, Candleshire. That's an old name.
Yeah, Jesus. Good to see you, Candleshire.
I'll always remember your avatar with the picture of that guy from the Beard and Mustache Championships. What do you guys think about a KOL-specific social link dump like Dig or Reddit? It beats dumping them into chat. I don't exactly know what Dig or Reddit are all about. Do you know what Dig or Reddit are all about?
I know. I have a vague idea of, like, Dig enables you to click on, you know, do something to a link that you enjoy, so that it I don't know.
So that other can, so I mean, that do other you have a Dig account it. And other people can go to your Dig and see what your bookmarks are? Like, is it like that thing that Joshua Schachter sold, that dell.iseo.us kind of thing?
That I don't know. All I know is that you can see what the most popular sites are, what's getting the most digs.
I see. And then everybody has to put a dig this on their site.
Yeah. What I don't like about it is that if you click on a link, like if I'm on The Onion and they have a list of the 12 most digged stories, and I click on one of them, it takes me to Dig's homepage, where I then have to click again to get back to The Onion, which is kind of bizarre to me. So maybe once we figure out how those things work, keep in mind that we just figured out how podcasts work.
That's true. Well, my internet is chowing on ass. I'm amazed that I can still be talking to you. Maybe my web traffic is just super slow. Oh, right. Okay, so Dig... Kevin Rose was one of the guys that started Dig. He was the only person at Tech TV that was nice to me. Let's see. Super Bob says, "Can you explain who the Hermit is? We've all seen him, but where did he come from?" Watch V for Vendetta, and you'll know everything that there is to know about that.
Yes. Or read V for Vendetta. Either way. I thought the movie was pretty decent, so.
I've still never seen it, and people keep telling me, "Wow, what the fuck? You haven't seen it? You have to. It's good."
I wouldn't say that it's so good that you have to see it, but it's good enough that you'll enjoy it. Saw Iron Man this weekend, and
how was that?
That was as advertised. That was really, really good.
I see.
So answering questions, answering a lot of them in quickly.
Yep. Personal Robot Jesus says, "Sake cocktails, are they undiscovered or non-existent?" They are at present non-existent. Any chance of a dodecapede upgrade? Power Creeps made it weaker at its lowest weight than a disembodied hand at the lowest weight with mid-level equipment. That's maybe something that I would consider. Got Milk 2 says, "Will the penguins destroy the MMG?" No, the MMG is perfectly capable of destroying itself. Personal Robot Jesus also says, "So how's that monkey grip coming?"
I read that whole thing was a joke that we didn't get. that they had a bunch of people said, hey, wouldn't it be funny to ask them about the monkey grip and talk about it as if they had already decided to do it. And
oh, I see.
And we were supposed to look at it and immediately know that. So, I guess we fail.
I see. ZM Flavia says, will the Nemesis Quest ever be re-implemented, or the Disturbing fanfic ever do anything, or do something? Damn, I suddenly can't read. Ask Riff about both of those. Jowlin says, sea salt crystals still aren't in the mall. Also, cooking ingredient. I think that mall table finally got updated. To Rattlesnake says, if you spilled maple syrup all over your Llama Llama's familiar equipment, would that be a viscous cycle?
Oh, nicely done.
DJ Jesus says, the Haiku Challenge map remains in your inventory after it's used. Bug? I've gotten a couple reports of that, but I can't duplicate it. The code seems to be getting rid of it, and it did it when I tried it recently. But I did see somebody send me a screenshot where they have, like, several copies of the Haiku channel open, because the way that fucking opening, the way that unlocking crafting chat channels works is, it doesn't check to see if... Macarena says, you should make an Ed the Undying t-shirt. If you did, I would buy it. There are probably 1,000 t-shirts that we could make that at least one person would buy.
Right.
But that's probably not the...
That's why it'd be...
Business mode.
That's why it would be lovely to find a make-on-demand that didn't have the gigantic insurmountable issues that we had with Cafe Press.
Yeah.
But it
Yezal says... I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'll go right ahead.
The Bazooka Fish comics are awesome. Any possibility the wrappers could be made an actual inventory item? It would be funny if it was possible to actually send them in and get some appropriately crappy item back as a prize. No, not gonna do that. Noah Nemk says, Frank Caliendo should not have his own show. He is not funny. Agreed.
Yeah, the 30-second DirecTV ads that he's in aren't funny. I can't imagine 30 minutes of him not being funny.
Butsuri says, Shakespeare is the earliest attested source for a lot of words. That does not mean he came up with them all himself. Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of that is, there are probably a lot of words in which Shakespeare's stuff just happens to be the oldest thing in print that contains them, on account of him having been so prolific and so many copies of everything being made. Yeah. Momoka says, if you find the PvP combat system to be more interesting, will ideas from it be ported back into monster fighting? It's more taking the ideas that we've already had for monster fighting and adapting them to PvP. It's possible that we will come up with ideas that could find their way into player versus monster stuff, but I wouldn't count on it. Seppo says, I've always wanted a propeller beanie, and I never got to send in box tops for one when I was little. That's actually kind of funny. Because he's got the whole Calvin and Hobbes reference.
Yeah. No one... Yeah. Maybe sometime this week we can sit down and talk about the Basho's thing.
Bone says, what are your thoughts on progressive metal? Symphony X, Dream Theater, Argeon, and the like. The only metal that I like is Death Clock.
I actually like quite a bit of metal, but I've never been able to listen to Dream Theater, Arion, Symphony X, and the like. I would say mostly power metal is the way that I go.
Of the Hill People says, hey, so I went swimming in the new underwater level without my scuba gear. I can has gills? No, you can has typo. Which was fixed pretty quick. MP122984 says, I'm curious, why is Uncle P's Antique still open? That's a damn good question. We need to come up with some stuff to put in there that's expensive but not ludicrously expensive, just to kind of have it as a meat sack. Some kind of vanity items or something, you know. I don't know what it would be. No Hermie says, I got Forimors Episode 2 for free since I helped add new content. Got me 5 brownie points for it, too. Man, we should start paying people to do work for us in Mr. Accessories.
That would be awesome. As long as one of those people is not me.
No, come on. You can always sell them on eBay. Our policies don't forbid that, you know.
True.
Let's see. Weird. Looking at, Neon Rev... On Forimor's login page, he quotes, there's one of the, my wife was a little irritated by this, I think. There is a, when you are like creating a character or whatever, it cycles through a random like testimonial. And one of the testimonials is basically talking about how much better the the actual quote is, and the reason I compare it to subscription MMOs rather than its contemporaries like Kingdom of Loathing is that Forum Wars is a step ahead with a gorgeous interface, clever cinematics, and a very strong and balanced design. And I think that, you know, I'm not saying that like they, you know, there's anything wrong with putting that testimonial up. I think that if I had a review out as a testimonial, I would probably edit the name of the other game out of it.
You think so?
Yeah, because, I mean, I just...
their game to ours and casts our game in an unfair. Favorable light.
Visual polish that makes it seem a lot more professional than Kingdom of Loathing, which, sure, that's, you know, that is true, to be fair. You know, I think that if there had been a review that says, this is much better than that shitty fucking Kingdom of Loathing, that it would have been definitely sketchy to put that testimonial up, right? But it's like, you know, what's weird is that, like, I feel like in interviews, that guy is forced to talk about us all the time, because we always come up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, you know, he just like, you know, he'll say, like, well, sure, they paved the way for browser games to exist, you know, and there was a whole blog post about how their business model compares to ours and how our people are going and complaining that they have to pay for episode 2 or whatever. And, I don't know, it's weird. I never thought there would be an industry in which we were the 500-pound gorilla. You know, and now there is a very, very small one.
Right.
But,
yeah, it's the Penny Arcade at Comic-Con thing all over again. Everybody goes to our booth and then straight to their booth to tell them that they should play our game.
Yeah. Let's see. Reginelli says, can we have an option to display a subpage containing all of our skills? People who ask for it would like it, and people who club might not. People who ask for help would like it. I don't think I understand that question. It makes it damn near impossible to contact a moderator to discuss what happened. No, because banning somebody needs to be a way to stop them from sending K-mails to people, too.
Yeah.
You know, I could see you asking for it to be split into two separate bans, but 99.9% of the time, we need to ban both of them. Like, there have probably been a couple of times where I could really feel for somebody who got banned and would believe that maybe they shouldn't have been banned. But what I will say is that in those couple of situations, I guarantee that the ban was only for an hour or two. I don't think there is anybody ever who's been banned for 12 hours or, you know, 36 hours or whatever that was really innocent. So, you know, if you get banned, you don't think it was fair. It's probably not going to hurt you to wait an hour and think about what happened before you send a message to a moderator anyway. So maybe we're helping you not make things worse. That's what I would say to that. Putineska says, when and if you put the new real-time PvP system, are you going to leave the current PvP system in place? Maybe it would be a good idea to leave the current system in place but rename it to Huggle War or something. I had what I think is a pretty good idea for basically incorporating the old PvP into the new PvP. And I think people are going to like it. Well, I think that the people who would be upset if we just eliminated the current PvP system will like what we're doing with it. Bobula says, not sure why, but when I do /outfit or /mix commands while my screen is displaying the end of combat in the C, it doesn't produce the Ajax update window thing. I should have CD Moyer look at that, because maybe there's something that has to be done to new scripts that I haven't been doing to new scripts. But that doesn't make any sense. If it's in combat, that's the fight script. That's always been there. We're having a lot of lag because of the new content. I've noticed like 200 or 300 more people than usual logged on at any given time today. it's like a preview of Crimbo. Suggestion: have the chowder golem drop items like oyster crackers or clams or even chowder powder to mix with goat's milk.
Chowder powder. That just seems like something that's going to be on Urban Dictionary, and that I'm going to wish I didn't look up on Urban Dictionary.
Right. Chemistron says, congrats for adding the second zone, but given that you still can't find the boot, this zone is still pretty useless as far as the quest is concerned, correct? Yeah, and the notification up there still says you can't actually find his boot yet, so it won't be long. I'm saying not the next content drop, and not the one after that, but the one after that will have the it's all planned. The way you get the boot bag is all planned out. So it's going to be. Go ahead.
I have a feeling that chunk that I'm working on is going to end up being kind of a little side mission kind of thing down there. Being part of the progression?
Well, I mean, I'm the more time we spend on this, the more I'm kind of moving away from just a flat linear progression anyway. So, you know, it'd be nice if there's all kinds of stuff to do down there. And basically, without knowing it, you probably are working towards getting the boot. Just by actually adventuring and getting the stuff that you can already get in there. So now you're not doing it without knowing it anymore. Ernie R. says, could we please have alcoholphabet soup as a booze replacement for fortune cookies? No. I mean, you don't need a booze. Oh, well, because if you smash that, you have to eat the fortune cookie to get that. Yeah. No, sorry. Drab Immortalap also asks, move anti-antidote to Doc Galactic. Yeah, I should just do that, because it makes sense that it would be there. Not necessarily narratively, but it makes sense that it would be there in terms of like the way that RPGs are typically designed. Because it is, you know, if the Echo Antidrop I-dotes, Echo Antidrop I-dotes, Merzy dotes, soft green Merzy dotes, if those were a market item, it would make more sense for them to be at the guy who sells things for healing you. Jeff says, the last adventure link for the Junkyard subzone still goes to the generic War Island, not the Junkyard War Island. I could have sworn that I fixed that, but I'll make a note of that and try and take a look at it when I get the chance to look through this. Shadow Man Lee says, is amazing free stuff associated with the dev team at all? No. Basically, you will know if an account is run by us. I don't think there's ever been a time when we haven't done something that has made it very clear that this was not an ordinary account. Let's see. JMDC says, add a feature with searching for all items in a category, such as superhuman cocktail crafting drinks. I've actually been thinking today about or I was thinking today about a little revamp of the mall search that would make it friendlier for new people. The current one, I think, was probably fine when there were only 500 items in the game.
Mm-hmm.
But right now I kind of feel bad for somebody who starts the game, gets up to level 5 or 6, discovers the mall, and wants to be like, okay, you know, what's a good food, you know? Because how would you find that? So I feel like doing a little bit of optimization, doing a little bit of interface trigger, would probably actually make the interface simpler and still have it be more flexible in terms of actually searching for stuff. Yeah, sorry, having some cat issues here. Did you hear that? That meowing? That was a symptom of the cat issues. Nightfall says, can we get the V-Mask's crit powers not to override insanity, please? That'd be swell, golly gee. I'm going to have to look at the way that those things interact. I wouldn't think that they would impact each other at all. But I will check into it.
That is one loud cat.
Yeah.
What are you doing to that
cat? She's saying, I'm not doing anything. There was some food here, and then she found out that she couldn't have any of it. And now she's very upset. Apocalypse Throb says, once you have a few tomes, then you could do something like a tome of shifting gibberish that mixes the incantations of all the released tomes to randomly pick a set of summoned items. You know, I'm going to make it so that tomes are usable 3 times a day and you summon individual snow cones. That's already in the pipe to be done. I know that there are people who don't like that idea. They like being forced to make the choice between using one of their tomes or using the other of their tomes in a given day. But that's just kind of unfriendly, you know? So I'm making it so you summon things from the tomes one at a time. Wow. Kat, you are really going crazy, huh? Let's see. NC Sorcerer says, love the bookshelf, love. How about showing us the amount of MP we used summoning all of them? Huh. I could see that readout only coming up if you multi-summon. Because there isn't anywhere that tells you how much MP you're gonna spend. So, yeah. I'll make a note of that, too. I'm sure I'm making a lot of notes. It's not like I got anything else going on this week. Lord Stefano says, I just wanted to say thank you for fixing the right-click attack link. My club heart goes out to you. But what about your spade diamond? It'll never have another kid.
Spade diamond was one of my favorite old film noir detective.
Mm-hmm. Tomato Bob says, This might be way too good for Bashos, but if you do your spoon idea, more stats and or adventures from eating Bashos when equipped. Make it untradeable and grant temporary color in chat. It would be super heart-friendly and probably not overwhelming because it would require eating lots of suboptimal food for a short-duration buff. That is, if you can tie the color buff into real-time instead of game turns. The color should, of course, be whatever color smashed fetuses are.
I'm guessing red.
Because bash. Bash,
yeah.
Smashed Martian fetuses could be green. Yeah, if we do colored chat, it's going to be something that you can spend a whole lot of meat to do once. It's never going to be something common. I don't really ever want to do real-time buffs, either. I feel like that's something that's so subject to lag and whatever else, you know, like just... Yeah. Buffs being per turn is the way that it's going to stay. Ogthar says, could you put a Harass Sarah adventure in the Palindome on November 4th for me, please? Now, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, people were talking about how we're prescient with the Palindome.
But I don't think she spells her name S-A-R-A-H, does she?
I believe so.
Really?
Yeah, for as much attention as I've been paying. And I put a hilarious topical joke in one of the monsters I wrote today, which was, you know, something about change we can believe in.
Huh.
But it's something that, it's an entirely throwaway joke in a monster attack, so...
Right, I think that's probably fine.
That's the place for it. We're not going to add an election zone where you can fight Sean McFain and Marak Flobama, you know?
Because that is the height of parody, just changing the first letters of things.
Yep.
Gibberish that rhymes with it. That we, you know, that's we are pretty good at that.
I don't think I do that a lot. I tend to do the substitute
synonyms.
Yeah, like warm subject and
right. Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that in forum wars too. The that shallow esophagus, deep throat. Ted Rattlesnake says /AA is made of win. Bird form /AA VTS turn back /AAA convenience for the win. Yeah, and /AA you can also do /AA. Hello, my name is Ted Rattlesnake and I'm an alcoholic. If we ever did an Alcoholics Anonymous channel.
Which we really should, because I'm sure we have a lot of alcoholics in the game.
Mm.
Remember when people were telling us that having the MMG in the game was clearly a way of exploiting gambling addicts?
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't get when I said that it was the same as saying that alcoholics are tempted by our virtual booze.
Right.
Good times.
Yeah. Okay, Pretty Queezer well. Says, any chance you might be willing to give Twilight Heroes a mention for our upcoming one-year anniversary? Got a lot of big things planned starting on Halloween and continuing through the entire month of November. Now, I'm stoked about the Halloween events in Twilight Heroes. I plan on logging in every single day during that event because I want to know what the one-day thing is. I've been seeing it, and I've been thinking, I'm totally going to do that. It's Twilight Heroes rules. So, no, Pretty Queezer, sorry. I'm not going to be able to give Twilight Heroes a mention. ChefBob27 says, how come my character doesn't simply remember how to get through the sewers the next time it's opened? Well, because flooding it totally changes the configuration. It fills up some tunnels and submerges other tunnels and causes cave-ins and causes new tunnels to spontaneously be built in these little vortices of weird reverse entropy. Temporary Man says, turning in Spanish flies for around the world doesn't cost an adventure. I think you mean around the world. Bugger feature. I mean, I'm sure we did that on purpose, because we have to check a box that makes something not take an adventure. So,
I can't see the harm in that not taking an adventure, can you?
A Deadhead says, Nemesis Quest, rarg. Tell Riff. You should make an AIM account that questions can be sent to so that people can send in questions while away from a computer. I could set it up for you if you would like. But, I mean, wouldn't we have to be logged into it all the time?
Yeah, that's not the best idea. People send questions to my AIM all the time, and I ignore them all the time.
ChefBub27 says, hey, was this hobo named after anyone? Riff Smell So Bad Nichols? I don't know anybody named Riff Nichols. I don't know that I know anybody named Nichols. I wonder if the Nichols hobos drop more hobo nickels.
They should. If they don't, they should.
Tatter says, make sure the Riff doesn't work on anything else until he finishes the Nemesis quest. He has put it off for too long. When is the Children's Meal of the Damned going to be implemented? I should have Riff do that. You know, he can take a break from the Nemesis quest.
Yeah.
Tom Bill says, ever thought about improving the MoxieSign quest? The MoxieSign quest is perfect the way that it is. Or adding a Mysticality Sign quest? Yeah, that has been written. We just have to figure out a way to make the mechanics interesting in terms of coding it up. It's been sitting there for like a year and a half, waiting for me to come up with a satisfying way of actually making it happen. It's pretty, it works differently than anything else does, and so like trying to figure out a way to make it like satisfying has been tricky. And it's like I keep adding new code features that I'm like, oh, sweet, I can use this to totally finish the Mist quest. And, a couple months ago I added something and I'm like, all right, this is what we're using to do the Mist quest. And then I just keep not doing it. Severus says, perhaps since you're able to use multiple pictures for monsters, it could be done in the war stuff. Well, I feel like there are more monsters in the war zone than there are versions of the hobo pictures. Like, I think there's plenty of variety in the on both sides in that.
Yeah, especially given the different level.
Yeah, different monsters come in and out depending on how far into the battlefield you are. So, yeah. Tatter says, will there ever be a new hat made that will make the hat rack act like a llama? No. You'll never be able to put a hat on it that turns it into a comma chameleon either.
There should be a hat that you can put on the Doppelshifter that turns it into a comic chameleon. That seems to be functionality that people want.
Yeah.
That was an interesting thread, though. Did you read the what Mr. Store items do you feel are a waste of meat or money? And so the it was like the
I didn't read that one.
The comic chameleon came up a couple of times, but the it was the sweet nutcracker that most people agreed was not worth the investment.
Huh.
So it would be an interesting thread, I think, for you to read, because it's not like the X Mood X method of critique. It's more reasoned, like
this is why I don't feel like this was a good buy.
Yeah. It's like, this doesn't suck completely. It's just, I don't think it was quite worth it, and here's how it could be improved, and we could look over that and buff some things up and make people happy and make other people happy.
Yeah, I mean, it is true that, like Billy Bob Thornton said in Bad Santa, they can't all be winners, kid. Yeah. So, The Nutcracker was an interesting idea. I feel like maybe we just made it a little too... Yeah, you know, I mean, sometimes we get scared of making things that are overpowered and crank things down a little too far. A few too many notches.
And they did say in the thread that they felt like if the buffs fired more frequently, that would fix it.
That would single-handedly take care of it. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that then.
Let our kids just complain about stuff. Sometimes we
What's
fix
that?
It. The lesson their kids is complain about stuff.
But productive, sometimes. Constructive, well-reasoned observations that are not necessarily positive are always going to get you places with us, you know?
Yep.
So it's like, and I feel like the forums have been alarmingly civil for the last few months, really. This is pretty good. Pretty good vibes from in there. Hobo Hobo Joe says, is there any easy way to tell whether a food follows the size/quality rules or not? No, they almost all do, though. Oxymoron 92993 says, did you guys think of doing Hobopolis such that when you defeat the hot zone, the hot hobos flee to town square, allowing you to then collect charred hobo boots? No, never, we were always trying to make it possible to beat Hobopolis without actually doing anything in the side zones. It was it got to that point a lot faster than we were expecting, which I guess we should have been expecting it to work out the way that it did. But Gleeb says, could you please look at the trash equipment rewards from the level 10 quest, particularly the giant discarded torn-up glove, the Moxie class reward? Done right, it could be a great and useful item for the level 11 quest, but as it stands, plus 5 stench damage in exchange for negative 10 Moxie is just too minimal. How about making it plus 10 stench and minus 5 Mox? Or better yet, plus 10 stench and plus 10 Mox?
We're not negotiating here.
Yeah.
Are you a terrorist? Because we don't negotiate with terrorists.
Yeah.
Are
you a terrorist, Weebs? Because we only negotiate with terrorists.
Without pre.
And he says, could you make the obsidian dagger useful to Moxie classes too? Perhaps have it smith with the dense meat crossbow to make an obsidian bow. No. It's okay that it's a little boon for either muscle classes or classes that buff their muscle up so that they can actually hit things with knives. ChefBub27 says, what are swarms of mutant fire ants doing in the heap? I thought it was only stench hobos. People thought all kinds of stuff. Alibit15 says, the gift shop doesn't give feedback about meat spent like other NPC stores do. Yeah, there was another place recently that I added that feedback to. Oh, it was the cafe page. On account of the change that I had to make for the LARP membership card.
The change that you had to make?
Yes, the change that I had it made.
Okay.
Occasional JD1 says, so why is it called Cobb's Knob? Who's Cobb? Is that the king's name? I don't know where Cobb's Knob came from. It has to be a real place somewhere. Sadly, it's one of those things that I think I can you just will never be able to find on the internet again because of us.
It's lost to the annals of history. And most of the time that I spelled, that when I was writing it, I was writing about Cobb's Knob, I spelled it with two B's. For some reason. Wow, Quato's site on GeoCities is still around.
Really?
Googling Cobb's Knob will take you there. Yeah, you're right. There's nothing in these.
Nothing in the Google results that isn't us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That was just the second level of Crack Rocks the Barbarian. Or maybe the third level.
It may just be one of the, may just have been that it rhymed and you needed to call it something.
Yeah. ACM says, love the new Halloween action. It gives more reasons to consider trick-or-treating than just collecting a full set of candies or herb brownies. Plus, amusing art! And then he says, just listening to Thursday's show, regarding Walmart, the problem with their bad policies on employees and on prices is that they are so huge that their choices affect a wider radius of people, i.e. they employ so many people that they allow other major employers in the vicinity to offer crappy benefits without penalty. The employee runs out of options of getting screwed. Plus, they pay their workers so badly that they can't afford to shop anywhere else, creating a company store sort of setup. Plus, local cities end up paying more taxes to cover the uninsured workers that work there, thus screwing the whole community. Also, their low prices come from gouging wholesalers, who, again, can't afford to skip such a huge volume outlet. There's almost no end to the evil waves, and they often raise prices on some items to offset the cheapness of more visible items, so even that benefit doesn't hold up. I feel like they don't raise prices on the sort of staple goods, the people who are relying on their low prices to survive. But, you know, on the whole, employee running out of options, I still don't buy it, you know?
You and Vaginal Blood Fart should get together and talk about that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, we had, when we were in town for con, we had to run over to Walmart to buy the missing piece of my costume for Rocky Horror. And the entire drive over there and the entire time we were in Walmart, including the checkout line, we were arguing about why you shouldn't shop at Walmart.
And each had a different reason?
Well, no, because I was saying I hate shopping at Walmart, and even though I kind of have no choice because it's the middle of the night and I need this thing right now, it still bothers me to shop there, and he's going, why the fuck would it bother you to shop here?
Huh.
And so he was busy dissecting my arguments about pretty much the same arguments that ACM is making.
Right.
And he wasn't having any of it.
Well, I mean, I don't like... Did I ever tell you about the dream that I had that Oprah Winfrey owned Walmart?
No, that sounds like a wonderful dream.
It was kind of an awesome dream. So, Oprah Winfrey owned Walmart, and everybody who worked at Walmart had to live there. There was, like, this big section upstairs in Walmart with just all these cots laid out, and there was a casino. And, like, it was this scheme where she got everybody who worked at Walmart addicted to gambling so that they would just gamble all their money back into her casino. And I had this caper plan to rob the casino.
Wow.
And but then I fell through the drop ceiling and Oprah caught me and made me go on her show where she talked about like how my troubled childhood caused me to hate her and have to rob a casino to feel validated. It was like that was one of the like every once in a while I will have a dream where I was like, wow. I couldn't make up stuff better than this while I was awake. I wish it was true because I'd love to be sneaking into Walmart via crawling along. You know what I'd love to do is. At any point, sneak in.
I did that once, and it didn't quite pay off.
Yeah,
there was like when I was in like freshman year of high school, we went to Mexico. Down to Rocky Point with like some of Andy's friend Andy and some of her friends from high school, and there was a drop ceiling between the men's showers and the women's showers, and my sister's incredibly hot friend was showering at that moment, so I did actually crawl up into the drop ceiling and crawl into the women's shower. And
wow, I was going to make a joke about how that might have been what you were doing.
That was entirely what I did. Sadly, she was showering. showering in her bathing suit, so on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I keep forgetting, like, I watched Clueless on TV two or three times and then watched it on DVD, and I had forgotten that there were scenes about smoking pot and whatnot.
Oh, right, right.
Let's see. Are we about done being on the radio?
We're getting close. Is there a particularly salient question upon which you'd like to go out?
SevenLances_com says, really quite poison sucks. It's a one-hit game breaker and should be toned down a bit. No, it is a one-hit effect that can be completely mitigated with the judicious application of 40 meat. So I really don't think it's that big of a deal. You know, we never do anything like that. So let us have it this time. Let us make those monsters poison you so that you can actually be scared of them.
Right.
And actually have to be on the ball and actually have to be paying attention when these horrible monsters that are part of our terrifying Halloween event are running around terrorizing the kingdom.
Would the pinky ring...
Yeah, it does help, yeah.
Help? Okay. So yeah, there are... No,
Yeah. You definitely have options.
Like the whole reason to have things that mitigate negative status effects is, right now, as the game plays, there's not a huge reason to have those items in there. So, the more negative status effects we put in, the more sense that makes.
And you know, certainly, if there was something, you know, if there was a monster in the haunted pantry that gave you really quite poisoned, you know. When 40 meat is a big deal to a new player, and it is, you know, they don't really understand how the game works, and that would be too mean. That would be game breaking. That would be a pain. And see, you don't think of it as being game breaking at all because you're not thinking about it in terms of a new kid coming through. But like, you know, it's seriously, we warned you ahead of time on the radio. Should have been listening to the radio when we were like, take some antidotes with you into combat. They're cheap. They're freely available. And they solve that problem 100%. It just costs you a round of combat. Yay!
So that's the word. That's the way it is. We need some way to end. We need like a catchphrase. Like, and now you know the rest of the story.
Oh, you mean like we need it not just today, but for always?
Yes. Something that at the end of the last question that would just round things up and... I don't know. Well, that's my mama.
And you can take that to the bank and smoke it.
And I'll go with that. Ice Speculum's up next, folks. We will see you next time. Tune in tomorrow to my show. I'll be doing the spooky Halloween show. So join us, won't you? Good night.